Just about nice enough this morning you could have taken this road trip with your window down. It was gorgeous on our back patio this morning.
We should have done this broadcast.
On the road.
And just made it all 4 hours. We could have gotten through a good section of this. And, hey, here's where we're passing now. And with the satellite broadcasting technology, that's probably... I'll have to research it. I will take the time to take our satellite equipment and test signal on the road from all these locations to see if one day we could do this live in real time.
Well, Jennifer was talking about the history of Boyce Thompson Arboretum, and we had a mystery caller call in during the break to inform us. Those of you who have been in Arizona a long time may be familiar with the Wallace and Ladmo show. Well, Wallace's name was actually Bill Thompson, and Boyce Thompson was Bill's uncle. So thank you, mystery caller, for that little piece of Arizona tidbit.
Don't you love those connections?
You can only learn that at rosieonthehouse.com.
And so that's now, one reason I love to do the program live. You know, we wouldn't have been here to get that call if it had just been a plug-and-play record.
We make all kinds of friends that way.
Mystery caller Pat.
Thanks, Pat.
Now,
McMahon,
we're going from Boyce Thompson, and I need to get to Prescott.
Fastest way, you just 60 back into Phoenix and then up 17 and over 69, but that's not the road you'll find me on.
So tell us how we're going.
Well, there's a couple different options. It just depends on what you want to see as you're leaving Boyce Thompson. You could come around kind of like the Lost Dutchman area. If you really wanted to take the long road and take that whole Tortilla Flat 88 to get over to Roosevelt.
Apache Trail. You end up at the dam at Roosevelt Lake.
Or you can just keep on 60 east to 188 out of Globe and turn north. Either way, it'll get you through Roosevelt Dam and you can stop in at Pumpkin Center.
Yeah. You could get hungry in Globe, and you could stop at the Crestliner Steakhouse, which has been one of my favorite for years. They closed it for a little while, brought it back as a Mexican food restaurant. They still do have the little ribeye steak that's pretty good. But the one thing they didn't bring back is they didn't bring back the oatmeal ice cream.
No?
No. It was the best homemade ice cream on the planet, oatmeal cookie flavored.
I got talked into trying that.
Yeah.
You
were blown away.
I'm like, oatmeal ice cream, not a chance. That was very good.
I got talked into it by my friend Dean Priest, and then I talked you into it, and it was absolutely awesome. So the Crestliner, then you got Guayos, and then you get down to Pumpkin Center, and there's the Butcher Hook Steakhouse, which makes a really good steak and a really good hamburger. And then you can get to Gaisela and Rye, and they've opened the old Friendly Place restaurant again. They just reopened it.
And that's historic why?
That's a story. That's the only gunfight I've ever been in.
Oh, all right. And for another
day. You obviously won.
He ducked the best.
Yeah, I dove behind the ice machine, and they actually pulled bullets out of the ice machine.
Woo.
And then I went back because I wanted the lantern that the guy shot, but they had to keep it for evidence.
Oh, bummer.
Well,
if you did Apache Trail,
the bullet holes are still in the front of that store.
Interesting.
You better leave me time to talk about my
favorite flat.
One.
All right, so we're moving up past Gaisela into Payson. A lot of great places in Payson. The Beeline Cafe is there. One of the great places for a Reuben.
Jennifer says that's the best pumpkin pie she's ever eaten.
Okay.
It was amazing.
Susie's Q Barbecues across the street. Buffalo Bar and Grill never disappoints. And I tell you what.
That's a good cheeseburger.
When we're there for the rodeos, we stay at the Majestic Mountain Inn because the rooms are so big on the back stretch. And in the adjacent parking lot is Fargo Steakhouse. And I've never been disappointed. We always get a takeout order to bring to the room after rodeo nights. I've never been disappointed. Going north into Payson.
You better get Jennifer over to Prescott here real quick.
All right, so we're going to bypass Strawberry and Pine and Camp Verde, great places. And in that route, as you get over, you've gone up and down multiple different terrains, and you've seen
so much of Arizona.
Just about every aspect of terrain except Aspen.
Yep, that's right.
Well, if you still make it, you go over to Charlotte Hall Museum.
Yes.
And it's so wonderful on so many levels. But one of the great things about it is the landscaping. Again, very well labeled. Everything there grows in that surrounding area. And they're really famous for their rose garden, which is in great bloom right now. The folk festival is coming up October 6th. They'll still be in bloom. A great combination. Go over there and listen to great music and walk around the gardens. That's actually a tribute rose garden to the Territorial Women. And you can, if you go on the website, you can actually nominate someone's name to go in to be represented by the garden, and they'll put that person's information up on their website. But they have to have been part of Arizona's history before 1912.
And Charlotte Hall Museum is a block off the square.
Yeah. I got to find a new favorite place to eat in Prescott. You know, they closed my favorite restaurant, 129 and a half, which was the little jazz restaurant. I loved that place. But Ben 129.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Ben 129 is pretty good. But boy, that little jazz restaurant, I hated that they closed that. That was.
Well, you got the Lone Star Cafe. So.
Lone Star, El Gato Azul.
The Bill's Pizza. Well, the kids love Bill's Pizza.
Okay.
Well, I see how it is.
Well, and from there.
Where are we going to go eat when the show's over?
And we didn't even get to Flagstaff. You can either go 89 up to Ash Fork and do Williams in the Route 66, or you can do 89A through Jerome and Sedona and end up through Kachina Village into Flagstaff. We haven't even gotten to the high elevation yet.
It's a great state.
I'm going to go get a table right now at Sierra Bonita. See y'all there.